next guest, and this was an awesome interview. You and I conducted this one as well, of course, with T-Dog himself, Irony Singleton. And what a great interview. What a great guy. And we had a blast doing this interview, and this was a lot of fun.
Yes, we did. It was fantastic. I gotta give props to both of our guests for being so kind and generous with their time and so expansive with their answers. So it's definitely a pleasure and an honor for us.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and get into our interview with T-Dog himself, who you saw in the season 2 finale of The Walking Dead last night. He was a big part of last night's episode, although I still think he should have kicked Lori out of the truck and said, bye, bitch.
Me too.
But that's just me. That's just me. But anyways, let's talk to T-Dog himself, Irony Singleton, and check out this interview because it is a load of fun. We are here with MMA Weekly Radio. I am Damon Martin along with Crooklyn from Tap Out Radio, and we are welcoming today another member of The Walking Dead officially, T-Dog, Irony Singleton. Irony, how you doing, man? Appreciate you taking the time for us.
Hey, good morning, MMA Weekly. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you on, and I'll let my co-host Kirkland kick things off because we got a lot to talk about today.
Well, first off, I have to know what your thoughts are on this not being a democracy, and second, what are you thinking now that everybody's infected?
Ooh. Now, the infected thing, that just came from nowhere. That was like a big left hook and a right hook at the same time, upside the head. I have not really, T-Dog hasn't really taken that in. He hasn't really absorbed that, but this democracy thing, that's more up close and personal, seems like. I'm like, if everybody's affected, that means we've been affected. So life is going on as usual. It hasn't really stopped anything. And I'm like, okay, so once we die, then we come back as a zombie. So the key is to not die, right?
Right.
So we're still in survival mode, Kirkland. So it's like, okay, well, just business as usual. As long as I do that, you know, take care of number one in a sense, then everything will be okay. Now, as far as this not being a democracy, I have a problem with that. I don't know. Maybe a little bit. Let's see. Because I love a democracy. I love America. You know, so we're going to have to find out what's going to happen with that.
I saw the look on T-Dog's face when that was said, and I could just see the jaw clenching, and I was like, oh, Lord, there's going to be a little rumble here any minute.
You don't know how many people, like, sent a text or mentioned that to me. They were like, oh, my goodness, T-Dog, that look you gave at the end was priceless. It was, somebody said, epic. Somebody, I got different adjectives to describe that look. But, I wanted to send a message of ambiguity. I wanted people to kind of be uncertain as to why I was making that face. It could go either way. Like, it could be like, oh, wow, so now Rick is stepping up. So now he has a fact. You know, it's like, all right, well, we're going to see what you're all about, Rick. Now that you're taking out your best friend, I'm like, this guy may be loonier. He may be a lot more loony than Shane. Man, so he may be ready to be the boss. He may be ready to take on this leadership position. So if he's that, or, you know, or the other way.
Yeah, it definitely, I looked at him and I thought, my goodness, you know, pardon my French, but his balls finally dropped. It was... It was definitely a great episode, though. What I want to do right now, I'm going to turn you over to my co-host here. Damon's got a ton of questions for you, and we're really so excited to talk to you, Damon.
Well, Irony, let me start here because I was watching, you know, I've watched a lot of the Talking Dead episodes on AMC as well, and one of the things that makes this show so crazy is week to week, I mean, literally, we don't know which character is going to survive. We saw Dale and Shane both go in the last 2 weeks. So as an actor, and obviously as a fan of the show, when you get your script every week, I mean, is it crazy that you're like reading through like, okay, I'm still here, I'm surviving? Like, is there any of that feeling? Because really, this is a show that there's no guarantees.
I know, right? Kind of like The Sopranos. If somebody mentioned 24. I never really watched 24, although I heard it's a phenomenal show. But we're always looking over our back like, okay, am I the one that's going to get it today? Yeah, it's kind of like that, especially early on. Early on, it was really like that when I first received the script and I read the part where T-Dog slices his arm. I'm like, oh my goodness, how big is this slice? And it's like he's bleeding profusely and this and that. And I said, wait, let me jump to the back of the script. So I jumped to the back of the script because I wanted to see if T-Dog was still alive at the end. And that's what I did, Damon. And I said, oh, he's still alive. So I wiped the sweat bubbles from my forehead. And then I jumped back to the beginning. And I said, okay, now I can read just for sheer entertainment value as opposed to reading for my life. And but then I found out that I got a fever. T-Dog got a fever. So I had to wait until the next episode to see if I would survive the fever. And yes, a little bit of trepidation set in then also. So it is true.
And I know that, you know, as an actor, you when you work on a series like this, you really do become close with cast members. You know, you become, you know, friends, family, whatever you want to call it. I mean, how tough is it, you know, when you read that call sheet or you read that script and it says, you know, Dale's leaving or when John Bernthal left or whatever. I mean, how tough is that as an actor to see people you've become friends with over two seasons, you know, written out of the show? I imagine that it's literally like losing a family member.
Man, it is. It's very tough. You know, like I consider them to be my extended family, my second family, my family away from home. You know, we had gotten very close and there are special relationship. I have a special relationship with the two of them. And it was in its own unique way. And to see them go, there were very wet eyeballs and tearful moments. We had those moments to where, you know, John and I, Bernthal Shane, and Dale, Jeffrey DeMond and I, we look at each other and kind of be like, wow, so this is the end of the road for us, you know, on this journey right here. Although there will be times where we will see each other again, but we were like, this special journey right here is about to come to an end. And we felt it and we communicated that just with our energy. And it was a nice moment, but sad to see them go. Very sad.
So with season three, I'm guessing, especially since it was announced with Michael Rooker, you know, is coming back for a good portion of the show, we're going to see a lot more of you.
I'm hoping so. Now, because, you know, I'm glad that T-Dog survived doing interviews before the season finale. You know, I had to keep people, you know, I guess, wondering whether or not he would survive. So now I can say, yes, T-Dog is back. And then now it's time to deal with Merle Dixon. Yeah, so bring on the Merle.
That was my segue from my co-host. He's been dying to ask you about that. Go ahead, Damon.
Yeah, that seems like the dynamic of the third season is going to be really interesting because, you know, what kicked off the whole season was, of course, you know, T-Dog and Merle's interaction. Then here you go into season three, and Merle's back in some way, shape, or form. So I can only imagine that that's going to be a very interesting storyline when they meet up again.
Oh, it is. And, well, actually, T-Dog and Merle did meet up like 2 weeks ago in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And there was a bit of a standoff. And Merle got a bit of revenge. And we were there with the Zombie Survival Crew at Monster Mania. And he served T-Dog octopus sashimi. And that is something that T-Dog does not like at all. But he forced it to him with chopsticks. So you probably stumbled upon that picture on Twitter or Facebook or something like that. So I think that's a precursor to what Merle has coming, what Merle has in store. And it may not be good, y'all.
Now, Irony, before we move back to the show itself, I want to ask you, because I know that when you become the part of The Walking Dead, and I'm also a fan of the comic book, is that you become part of the science fiction comic book community. You know, if you walk into Comic-Con in San Diego in a few months, you know, you'll be mobbed by about 50,000 fans. How much has your own personal life changed being a part of this show, because it's such a cultural show that really has transcended comic books and sci-fi fans into just casual society, but at the same time, you are now part of that mythos, so to speak. You will never escape The Walking Dead, whether you're now or 20 years from now, people are still going to be like, oh my gosh, it's T-Dog.
Wow. That is a huge statement. That's a big statement. And it feels good. My life has gone from one extreme to the other. A line I use in my one-man show, I say,
I feel my life has gone from the abyss to the utopia end of the spiritual spectrum. You know, I've come from an environment where I was spiritually dead. My conscience was, for the most part, dormant. You know, so I'm now at a point in my life where I've acknowledged a responsibility to be a role model. And that is where I am now. I think that God has put me in a position to where I have a platform to where many people hear me and respect my message when I speak it. So that is exactly where I am, from one extreme to the other. And it's a great feeling to be a part of such a distinguished group. Yes.
Now, Irony, there's so much that happened in the season finale, and there's a lot of stuff I want to talk about, but the big one, and I got to admit, I am a big comic book fan, was the ending with Andrea and the first appearance of Michonne. You know, Robert Kirkman confirmed last night they have casted the role. Danai Gurira has taken that role, kicking off in season 3. Talk to us about that. I got to ask first, did you read the comics, and then what did you think of that outro? Because it seemed to be the buzz of the internet last night after the episode was over.
Yeah, I read the comics, and I skipped around and jumped to the part of Michonne. The compendium is so thick, I haven't completely gotten through it. I think that she may prove to be an excellent choice. She's beautiful. And I was like, wow, this could work out here. I'm looking forward to that experience. Had no idea that she was even in the running. They were talking about somebody from True Blood. A couple of other names came up, but they announced her. I started doing a bit of research, and I was like, wow, okay. This might work out. So I'm happy.
Yeah. So now let me ask you this. Yeah. With the finale, you know, one of the things I love about, you know, the fact that there is a comic book out there is people see these expectations. You know, what about the prison, which we saw the great last shot last night? How cool is it? You know, it seems like the advertising and the way they built this show, would they announce the casting of the governor, who is a major character in season 3. Now we've seen Michonne show up. I mean, it's got to be fun to be a part of the show where they've already built into next season. There's none of this, are we coming back, or, what is season 3 is a chance we get picked up. I mean, the fans are already rabid. I mean, I got so many messages last night of people saying, can they just film year round? Can they just have a show that doesn't stop airing? Because that's how much people are into this show.
Oh my goodness. I know. I'm as excited too. I feel the same way. I think those shots are so epic, right? You know, my wife and I were trying to figure out which shot seems most epic. Was it the one with Michonne at the end with the cloak over her head and, wow, who is that under that cloak? Or was it the prison shot, the overhead shot, to the prison, you know, that bird's eye shot? Or was it the barn burning at the end? Kind of reminded me of Gone with the Wind, a bit, like with the house burning or whatever. But it was so many epic shots, and all of them just have me just waiting on next season. We should kind of petition for that, right? To just have a year-round Walking Dead.
Yeah. And for me, it was the armless zombies on chains. I got to admit, that was so cool.
My goodness, right? Wasn't it? Now, how is that going to work? I said, man, she seems to be larger than life now. Like, she's comic book-esque, well, for sure. But, you know, how do you maintain that? That had to be something tough to audition for, that role, because you're like a superhero. That's how they presented her. So when she takes off the cloak, is she going to go from being superhero to rap? Because we still know under that cloak is a regular human being.
Yeah, so but they picked the right girl for that. They sure did, because she'll transcend the cloak.
I think so, and I'm hoping so. I'm looking forward to it.
So now, Irony, a big part for you in the show last night was the scene in the car as you're driving away, and Lori, and it's funny because I don't know how much you read this stuff online, but, you know, there's some funny stuff out there about the way Lori is and the way that T-Dog is and the way that Carl is, all these different things. And I, you know, as an actor, I thought that was a brilliant portrayal last night in the car when she's wanting to get out, and he's like, I should just leave you here. In the back of my mind, I'm like, just leave her. Just be done with this, because she's crazy. Because I'm thinking, it's a zombie apocalypse, man. You just can't go back. But that was a really brilliant scene. I thought you did a great job. The look on your face when she tried to get out of the car, I was thinking, he might actually leave her. Like, that might actually be the end of Lori right there.
You know what? Last night, I went to a screening of the finale at this restaurant, Bar and Grill Diesel, filling station here in Atlanta, and that's what a lot of people screamed out. They said, well, just leave her, Tito. Tito, go. Don't stick around. And then when I made the decision to turn around, then that right there, that took me to another level. I think people respected T-Dog more because he turned around. Yeah, people were saying leave her, but I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, do you respect T-Dog as much for leaving her and allowing her to walk back like that? Because, I mean, you know, sometimes sacrifice is necessary. You have to take into account that's her husband. We're talking about her husband and her son. And then for Beth, we're talking about her father and her sister. So who would I be? How much of a man would I be of a person I would be to actually just let them get out and walk? I mean, the least I can do is maybe go, we are in a vehicle. The least I can do is just go back. Let's go back to the highway to look. If they're not there, we're turning around.
And there's no easy part of doing a show like this, because in the acting scenes, the strictly dialogue scenes, I'm sure that's, you know, that's a certain way you got to run things. But last night was so action-packed, and I saw the interview with Lori Holden, who plays Andrea. She talked about, you know, her day of being in the woods was literally a day straight of her literally just running through the woods. I mean, how was the physicality of this last episode? Because you're driving the car. I mean, there's so much going on. I mean, how long did this span over, and how much was a change for that over, let's say, the first part of the season, or the middle of the season, I should say, where you guys were pretty much just planted on, you know, just basically being on the farm, everything kind of took place there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had our moments throughout the season where it was tough, physically demanding for lots of us. I think that this last episode was probably the toughest for Lori Holden, who plays Andrea. And like she said on Talking Dead, I think she said that that section was entitled, the script actually was entitled Andrea's Woods. Every week we get a title of the script, like, and they called it Andrea's Woods, meaning that it was basically all about her. So I think it was the most demanding for her. For that, the duration for half of that episode, I was driving. So I was in the truck, so I didn't really have to do as much. Yeah, but it was tough for her and tougher for other people also.
Yeah, it was a great episode, and it seemed to mix everything in, because I know that was one of the questions, and I loved Glenn Mazera said it last night when, you know, people said, you know, we want more zombies on the show, and I thought he was brilliant in saying that, you know, you can always have too much of any one thing. And he said the great part about The Walking Dead is at the heart of it, it's about these characters, not necessarily it's the characters that happen to be living in the zombie apocalypse. And while the zombies are always going to be a big part of it, I love the character development, and like we said, that ends scene with, you know, T-Dog looking down on Rick when he made the you know, this isn't a democracy anymore speech. You see the prison in the background. Again, the way the storytelling's done on this show is just so excellent.
I'm so, you're getting me excited. Stop it. This thing is so brilliant, like brilliantly written and mapped out. They had to task Glenn and Robert, the entire crew and AMC, everybody. They had the task of actually walking that tightrope. Like, you had to satisfy at least two demographics. You had to satisfy the one, the side that wanted the guts and the gore, all the blood, the bloodfest. And you have the other side. They love the story and the drama and everything. But then you have the side, the group like me. I'm right in the middle. I love them both. So how do you satisfy them? So you can't just have zombies throughout. And so I thought it was brilliant to where, okay, let's do the farm, and then every now and then we're going to throw our zombies in there, because like Glenn mentioned and Robert mentioned, I think if you just have zombies throughout, people become desensitized. It's not as effective. You want it to count. I think Robert said this. You want it to count when you have zombies. You don't want it to have zombies every episode. It gets old. So it was great. Brilliant.
Brilliantly done. My last question before we get you out of here, Irony, and I really appreciate you taking the time, but I gotta ask you, this is one just big question that's been burning inside of me, because you're a part of this cast, you're a part of the family at The Walking Dead. Does Carl ever stay in the house? Ever? Does the kid ever stay in the house? Like,
great question. Carl does not, but Chandler does. Chandler Riggs stays in the house. Carl doesn't. I don't know what's going on with Carl.
Okay. I had to know.
That was a great question.
Oh, that was fantastic. Oh,
well,
my goodness.
Well, Irony, it's been an absolute pleasure. Again, we appreciate you taking the time for this special edition. The MMA fans are such huge fans of The Walking Dead, and we're huge fans of yours. And really, we do appreciate you taking the time. And we'd love to have you back season three. I know filming starts in May. Obviously, it'll kick off later this year on AMC. And we'd love to have you back again. I think we should just have like a seasonal edition of The Walking Dead on MMA Weekly Radio.
Wow, I would love that. Now, I am a huge MMA fan myself. Have been for years. I look forward to that opportunity. I love you guys. Thank you. I appreciate it, and the pleasure was all mine. God bless. Much continued success.
Thank you very much, Irony. Again, appreciate it, and we'll definitely talk to you soon.
All right. Y'all take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Want to say a big thank you once again to Irony Singleton, T-Dog from The Walking Dead. I got to say, you know, I've interviewed a lot of MMA fighters. You have as well, Kirkland. But and this is no offense to the great fighters I've interviewed, the guys like George St. Pierre and John Jones, guys like that. But, man, I was geeking out hardcore when we got to interview Michael Rooker and Irony Singleton.
Yeah, you and I must have talked for a good solid hour after each one of these interviews and Facebooked and tweeted and just basically zombie geeked out. So it was pretty nice. Yeah. You know, every once in a while we get to interview some really, really awesome people that are outside of the awesome people of the MMA world. And this is definitely sort of like a pinnacle.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So, but we are, we want to say a big thank you to all of our guests today. Of course, a huge thank you to the two of the stars from The Walking Dead, Michael Rooker, Merle Dixon. A big thank you to T-Dog himself, Irony Singleton, and of course, all of our fighter friends who came on who love The Walking Dead, Tim Kennedy, Eve Edwards, Joe Lozon, Nate Corey, and of course, Crooklyn, thank you again, seriously, for helping to organize everything, especially with the actors. They seriously, we would not have this show today if it was not for you, so thank you so much. You are part of the family, and that's how we do things, but really, sincerely, thank you for helping us do this, because it went from kind of a fun little idea to a major show, and it was kind of fun seeing it all come together.
Hey, anything I can do to help my family, I will.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, everybody, thank you again for tuning in. The Walking Dead Season 3 production starts May 16th in Georgia, and the Season 3 will kick off in October. If you're in Atlanta for UFC 145, make sure you hit me up, because I'm actually going to be going and visiting some of the tour sets from The Walking Dead, so hit me up. Maybe I can get you to tag along, so hit me up for that if you are a Walking Dead fan. Otherwise, return for The Walking Dead in October, and I think we need to make this a regular occasion. Crooklyn, think every season finale we just do a special show like this?
I think we should do preseason and postseason. Maybe I'll do the preseason on mine. We do the postseason on yours. We make it a family affair.
I like it. I like the idea.
I like the idea.
I like
the share and share alike thing.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, today again, want to say a huge thank you. Michael Rooker, Irony Singleton, Tim Kennedy, Joe Lozon, Nate Corey, Eve Edwards, and of course, Kirkland. I am Damon Martin. We will see you back for MMA Weekly Radio on Tuesday. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you then. Woo!